Our episodes contain graphic information and at times strong language that may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Would you like some murder with your coffee?
Welcome to Morning Murders. I'm Nicole.
I'm Amanda.
And I'm drinking coffee.
No, your name.
Oh, your name. And the coffee is Brenna Folger. The captain of the USS Caught Liquids ship.
Yep. Yes.
Wow.
Thanks
for that segue, Brenna.
This incredible episode.
Speaking of ships, toot toot. Hey, Amanda.
Hey.
You're holding a toot.
I'm trying to make it work. Toot toot. They have boats in Florida.
Yeah.
And today, I bring you some absolute Florida nonsense.
Because we are just three girls like to sit around and drink coffee and talk about true crime.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, yeah, you're already getting to that part. Now that we've gotten there. Get ready for a chaotic episode of Morning Murders. Have any of you heard of Dahlia DiPolito?
No.
I don't think so.
Okay. You might have. We'll see. All right, so Dahlia DiPolito, whose maiden name is Dahlia Mohammed, was born in New York City on October 18th, 1982. Her father was Egyptian and her mother was Peruvian. Her family relocated to Boynton Beach, Florida, when she was 13 years old, where she graduated from high school in 2000. Uncertain of a career path, she opted for real estate license and began moonlighting as an escort, which is where she met Michael DiPolito in 2008. Though he was married, he fell head over heels with Dahlia and divorced his wife to marry her. They got married on February 2nd, 2009, only 5 days after Mike's divorce was finalized.
Ooh.
Mike DiPolito was an ex-convict who served time in prison and was on probation for stock fraud. And as soon as he met Dahlia, it was like trouble just seemed to follow him everywhere, no matter where he went. For example, one time, when they were leaving dinner, Mike got pulled over and found cocaine in his cigarette pack.
Uh-oh.
I'm sorry, the cop found cocaine in his cigarette pack. He, like, denied it. And I don't know how, but somehow he actually got let go for this.
Oh.
Another time, he got pulled over with Dahlia in the car, and the cops were like, "Hey, we got an anonymous tip that you're selling drugs out of the back of your car, so can we please search it?" And Mike was like, "Yeah, absolutely. I have nothing to hide." The cops also found nothing and let him go. Mm. But later on, he was getting gas the next day, and he opened it up, and inside of his little gas cap, there was a baggie full of pills and cocaine hidden in there.
God.
So he was like, "Dahlia, did you put this in my car?" She denied it, of course. And Mike trusted her. Why wouldn't he? He loved her. He loved her so much, in fact, that he put the title of his house in her name.
Ooh.
Just in case, you know, to protect his assets if he did randomly get arrested again. You know, because stuff was going crazy. At some point, Mike gets a call from an apparent lawyer saying that he needs to pay the restitution from his previous fraud charges through this firm. And Dahlia was like, "Okay, no problem. If you can get $100,000 together, Mike, I will put up $91,000 of my own money to help you out.
Whoa.
So just give me your $100,000 and I'll send that plus my money to the lawyer."
Oh, no.
Anyone want to guess what happened?
I'm going to say that she took the money and ran.
Yep.
Yay!
She didn't run very far, though. But she absolutely stole the money, and it never got to the lawyer because the lawyer never existed.
I knew it. Mm.
It's believed that the phone call was made by Dahlia's ex-boyfriend, Mike Stanley. And for the sake of now having two Mikes in the story, I will refer to Mike DiPolito as Mike, and this Mike Stanley as Stanley. So Stanley and Dahlia meet up in mid-July 2009. Keep in mind, that's only 2 months after she got married.
Mm.
And afterwards, there were a bunch of texts back and forth about how they missed each other and they were soulmates. They just needed Mike out of the way. And at one point, like, because she's talking about yeah, he's violent or whatever. I have to get away from him. Yeah, he's just so abusive. And no, I can't just divorce him because he's so crazy. He'll come after me. Mm-hmm. We have to get rid of him. Mm-hmm. And so they're trying to get him sent to jail. They're trying to get him sent back to prison.
Okay. Yeah, because that's not going to make him angrier.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so they talk about different ways that they could frame... Well, no, he wasn't actually abusive.
I know, but I'm saying, yeah. In her mind, right? Like,
in her world where he is.
Make it worse is sending him to jail?
No, that'll be fine. But yeah, so they talked about different ways they could frame him for different crimes, get him sent away. They tried to get his assets freezed, and the home put entirely into Dahlia's name.
Like, what an ego on you to think that, like, he's going to come after you. She's just mad at him and want, okay, whatever. Like, what a pair of ovaries on this lady.
For real, though. So, and I will say, like, I kind of feel bad for Stanley as well here because he was absolutely being manipulated by Dahlia so she can get what she wants.
Well, yeah.
Yep. Excuse me. They have, these are some texts that went between them. So Stanley wrote, "Dahlia, I've always wanted you. You're my unicorn." And she was like, "I want you as the anchor in my life, the hub, the center. The sooner he gets jammed up, the sooner we can be in Paradise Island, baby." And then later, "Let's put his lying ass back in jail." Oh. Then they said things like, "We're going to make great parents and we'll have a nanny full time so we can still have fun and party and travel together." That's what Dahlia said. Yeah, those things don't. That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
"We're going to be great parents. The nanny will
do it. The nanny will do it all."
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Jesus. So for those of you following this timeline, so this is only 5 months after Mike and Dahlia's wedding.
Oh, my God.
Like, jeez. Mere weeks since she met back up with Stanley. So things are moving really fast. Okay. They're all magically suddenly now in love with each other again or some shit, whatever. Mm-hmm. So Dahlia was also back in contact with yet another one of her exes named Mohammed Shahadi. She started to confide in him about her unhappy marriage, but Mohammed was taken back by the things that Dahlia was speaking about. So much so that he made a call to Boynton Beach Police Department.
Ooh.
So I guess first she started by talking to him and being like, "Oh, my husband's allegedly abusing me, blah, blah, blah." And then one day she asked Mohammed if he could buy her a gun.
Oh, shit.
And then it escalated to, "Could you help her find someone to murder her husband?"
Ugh.
Like, "Can you help me?" Yeah. So he calls the police. Thank God. And they're like, "Okay, most logical thing. We're going to send out an undercover cop to pretend to be a hitman and get it all on tape. And we're going to make you the informant." So they filmed her talking to Mohammed, who gave her the info for the undercover cop. I mean, hitman. And then there were a few days where Dahlia was meeting up with the hitman and figuring out the details. She's famously quoted for saying she is 5,000% sure she wants her husband killed.
5,000%.
Yeah, she had all that time when they were like, "Are you sure? Do you want to do this? I am 5,000% sure." And they're like, "Well,
I love you 9,000. That's that one thing from Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
I love you 3,000.
I don't know.
But I know what you're talking about.
Great. So you think that this would be the moment where the cops swarm the car.
Scary sneeze.
Yes, I'm still alive.
Oh, good. So you think this would be the moment where the cops swarm the car and are like, "We got it all on tape, kid." But no. In Florida, it seems they take much more theatrical approach to these things. So instead, they watched as Dahlia left the house, thinking she was about to go off and set her alibi at the gym, and then moved in. They pound on the door and let Mike know that his wife was going to have him killed that day. Mike was visibly shaken, even needing to take a seat on the stairs while the police spoke. Eventually, they take Michael to the station. While they set up the yellow police tape, have a bunch of squad cars pull up with all their lights flashing, waiting for Dahlia's return. Because, like, you know, they had nothing else to do.
You know, I thought of, like, who's people are going to pay to do this
resources,
today?
Yeah. Okay, now this must be the moment where they go, "Gotcha, kid." No, they paid a lot of money for those theater degrees. So, no. We're committing to the bit. They do the whole, "Are you Dahlia, Mike DiPolito's wife? Well, I'm sorry to tell you, ma'am, that there were shots fired at your house a little bit ago and your husband didn't make it." And Dahlia loses it. In some clips, it's So he says, like, your husband's been killed. And, like, before he even says the word killed, she's already screaming and yelling.
Oh, your husband.
Yeah. That's one of those. And then she's like, I need to see him. Let me see him. Which, like, obviously the cops can't let her do. So they
should have hired a special effects makeup artist.
There it is.
God, you guys. I do crime scene simulations. Come
commit
on.
Commit all the way if you're going to commit. Jesus. Okay. So. sorry, I was like, am I going to sneeze? No.
Look at the light.
Okay. They tell her because her house is now a crime scene, she should come back to the station and they can talk. So eventually they get her to the station and interrogate her, and they accuse her of hiring the hitman, but she never breaks. They even bring the hitman into the room in handcuffs and ask her if she recognizes him. And she's like, never met him. Never met him. Don't know him. Don't have anything to do with this. Just deny, deny, deny. And the officers get to a point where they're like, okay, surprise, Michael isn't dead at all. In fact, he's right here outside the door. Dahlia keeps up the act, wailing as if there's been a miracle, and keeps trying to get Mike to go to her. They're like, come here, come here. And he's like, nah, bitch, I am absolutely pressing charges.
Oh, man.
And if you want to see this entire exchange, it's Cops Season 24, Episode 3, entitled Smooth Criminal. So that's possibly, maybe, allegedly why this turned into such an event rather than a quick arrest. But more on that later. Okay, so they arrest Dahlia, and she gets to make a call and decides she's going to call Mike. He answers, and, well, I just have to play this for you because I don't think you would believe me if I just retold it. I apologize. This clip is a little bit longer than I would normally like put in an episode, but I think you need to hear the manipulation from the horse's mouth.
So she's calling her husband Mike.
Yeah.
You get one phone call. I'm going to call.
Well, she called her mom first.
Okay.
And then she called Mike.
Mama.
Yeah, what's up? That's it, Mike. Hey, listen, I want to fight with you. Honestly, I can't help you. Hey, don't you understand what just happened? What this thing is not true. How is that possible?
How is that possible?
Remember that part where she asked help, she asked for an attorney.
Oh,
okay. I apologize, it is a jailhouse call.
Clearly, Please.
Help my mom.
Please, come on, what can I do? You can't stop and hurt me. Is she going to call me? No, why would she call you? Call my mom. I did call her already. I talked to her, and she didn't believe anything I said, and I'm standing there. I let her know.
You didn't want to help her. I already talked to my mom. You didn't offer to help her. You just said, okay, well, you know,
why
whatever.
Why should he help her?
You got to be kidding me, man. Look, I heard you say that shit.
Like, okay? I'm telling you right now, okay?
You can't fix it. You don't listen to me. You need to get your lawyer. Your mom's going to get you. I spoke to your brother. And you need to just handle it. Because, Kelly, listen, if I go screaming to the judge, whatever, and say, oh, it's okay, they're charging your ass.
Like, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You can hire five lawyers. They're charging your ass.
Totally acted.
And
yeah, and you want me 5,000% dead.
I never wanted to get married. I never paid anybody. I never paid any money. I never anything.
What
are
you
doing
for?
Can you meet me in person so I can talk to you?
No.
No, you're talking now.
Why
yes.
Are you saying that to me right now?
You're trying to manipulate me. In less than a year.
You know that. Or am I not? You couldn't even get off the couch the other day, and I came, and I brought you dinner, and I this, and I that, and I always make sure you always take care of.
Oh, you
always
brought me dinner one time.
Ever, in my wildest dreams, ever want that for you, ever.
Then why did you order it? I tried to murder you, and you're even trying to help me.
Okay, they're getting ready to take me again.
Okay. This is the best advice you can do. She's very serious. She's not crying anymore.
Oh no. Wait, are you taking stuff away from me? No.
And then I will help.
And that's crazy that he's even offering that.
I know you wouldn't sign anything. I knew that wasn't gonna happen.
I knew that wasn't gonna happen, yeah.
Right here. My mom, your mom, everybody's mom, all out of it. You know where you're sitting right now? That's the reality. I
this offer to help you, and again, you have the balls to say no to me, okay? But I can't help you.
How do I believe you're going to help me if I do that?
Oh my god. You are. He's like. You're literally in jail. You don't have any leverage here, lady.
No.
Hey, you just basically said to me, which is hilarious considering your situation.
Right.
And considering what the just happened today. Have your mom call me. I'll talk to her about it. I told you what I do. I'll fix it. I'll help you. You gotta do the right thing.
Beans! I wanted to take a moment to talk about a company that I love very much. It's called Adventure Dog Coffee Company. Not only do they offer a specialty grade coffee that is roasted fresh to order, literally, it is some of the best beans I've had the honor to brew for the Breakfast Nook. 20% of the proceeds from that coffee goes to train rescue dogs as specialty service dogs for veterans. To learn more about this incredible company and order your bag of coffee today, visit adventuredogcoffee.co. Use special promo code MURDER, that's M-U-R-D-E-R, at checkout to receive a 20% discount just for being a bean. You can also check out their link in our show notes. Now, let's get back to the show.
Getting fingerprinted. Now.
Yeah, so she just constantly throughout the whole conversation never answers any of his questions. Uh-uh. Anytime it comes to a serious thing or like, hey, I saw you do this. How do you explain that? You know me.
Right.
Or it's, you know, I only have so much time on this call.
So I just finished John Douglas's class on profiling.
Yeah. Oh, teach me.
And there is the whole thing about like identifying a manipulator. And it's like, ask them questions because they'll either answer back with a question or completely disregard it and change the subject mm-hmm. or blame you. Mm-hmm. And it's like all the little things she's just checked off that whole list of like the red flags.
And then just like the I didn't do anything. What do you mean? You know me. You can't believe I actually did that. It's like, dude. And he's like, I saw you on fucking tape right. saying it. Like, what do you want? Mm-hmm. Like, oh my God. It just blows my mind. Blows my mind. Okay. So a little while after this call, Dahlia is released on a $25,000 bail until her trial in the spring of 2011. And to me, this is where it gets even more wild.
Oh my God. It's going to get wilder.
It's going to get wilder. Okay, so Dahlia and her defense try to say that this entire thing was just an act. Literally, they were acting. You see, they tried to say that Michael DiPolito, his wife Dahlia, and Mohammed were just making a video that they would send out to producers so that they could get their own reality TV show.
Oh, what?
Right. Okay. And then they ask Mike in court, like, do you like reality TV? He's like, no. Do you watch reality TV? No. Do you ever want to be on a reality TV show? No. Did you ever talk to a producer? No. Like, no. No. Oh, my fucking God. Because I was like, how are you going to get out of this, right? Like, you have it on tape that you did all of these things.
Right.
It was all for acting.
Oh, my God.
And I'm like, okay, like, we have friends. We know people who do fake videos for the internet. It's a thing, right? But would you ever... Who would... To me, okay, as an actor, if someone's like, all right, we're going to do this video. It's totally fake. It's fine. But you're going to pretend to, like, want to get a hitman for your husband, Terry, and blah, blah, blah. Why the fuck would I do that?
Right.
Even if it was fake.
Right.
Why would I do that?
What is that possibly... Yeah, no, that's not yeah. a good... That's not a good lie.
No, it's especially because they were like, hey, can you produce a script? Well, no.
There's too many holes in that lie.
Right.
Yeah.
There was never
too big of a lie.
Like of all the calls and all the texts and all the things that you ever met up with Mohammed or whatever, none of them even slightly mention
that it's
rehearsal,
like, yeah.
a script, none of that. And they were like, Can we get the script? Hold on, I gotta sneeze.
There it is. 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 There it is.
you. Well, I mean, people, I mean, I guess people got it. Like, Casey Anthony got away with all sorts of shit with just, like, all of her weird making stuff up on the spot. Bro, and, like, yeah. So I wonder what's in
and,
the
you know,
water.
The cops not checking her search
right.
history until.
Oh, my right. God. Now.
All right. We already have an episode on her. Okay. So, okay. But so the thing with the.
Florida.
With the, with the I know, right? I guess that's what I just like Florida cases. Okay. So
penis
they were like,
America.
Hey. Mm-hmm. It is the penis of America.
On chicken feet. That's from another episode.
It's not chicken feet. That's, yep. That goes way back. That's anyway. Where was I? Okay. So they were like, can we get the script? And she's like, are they like, where is this? Is there a script? Yes. Okay. Where is it? It's in the office. Where in the office? On the computer. Oh, well, then you can get it for us, right? Well, no, because that computer is in Mike's office and I'm not allowed to go in that house anymore. Okay, but like it like exists digitally. No, I don't know. Like it was just, deny,
like,
right?
I mean, it's just one way to waste time, though.
Yeah.
And resources. Yeah. I guess if you already know you're going away for a while, you might as well just waste everyone's time and resources.
Yeah. Right. So then, you know, like I said, Mike got on the stand and was like, "Yeah, this is not fucking true. I do not even care about reality TV." Dahlia tried to say, "Okay, so remember on the phone call when she's like, you have to help me."
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to say now that when I said you have to help me, I didn't mean getting an attorney, even though that's like literally what she fucking said.
Yeah.
She was more saying that she needed Mike to tell them that they were all in on this performance. That's the help me. Even though you clearly said the end of the sentence was, I need an attorney mm-hmm. so I can talk to you. You said it multiple fucking times.
Yeah, and never once said, I need you to help me. Can you please go get the script and show them? Right.
Never.
That's in there.
Nope.
Why would you be so cryptic?
Because she's delulu.
And also, if it was a script, and he's like, you said you wanted me dead. 5,000 for whatever he said. She's like, yeah, from the script. Like, she could have put it there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No, but like.
But it's not true.
She came up with the lie too late.
Afterthought. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Guys, don't come up with your lies too late.
Think of everything first. Everything. If you could just think of everything first.
Yeah.
That would help.
Yeah, so not only was there zero evidence to claim that, you know, everyone knew this was fake or whatever, or that it was scripted in any way, Dahlia said, well, of course it seemed like she didn't know she was being filmed because Mohammed did all the camera setup and she wanted it to be authentic. So she was like, hide them, please. This is like a fucked up Dwan and CT situation,
weird.
Right? Where they were like actually manipulated into a TV show. Mm-hmm. And now she's trying to say that she was in the TV show and this was all fake, but it's not. Well, that didn't seem to work, right? So the defense tried saying that Dahlia had signed the cops waiver under duress and that it never should have been released. But alas, Dahlia was found guilty and sentenced to 20 years.
Should have gotten Casey Anthony's lawyer.
Oh, it's not over.
Oh,
it's not over.
Oh, no.
Don't
she's
worry.
She's got to waste more time.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. You think she's not guilty? Mm-hmm. Obviously, she's going to appeal it, right? So Dahlia appeals in 2014 and is actually granted a new trial. They said that the jury was improperly selected and possibly also exposed to Dahlia's case because of cops and the TV and all that and the media. So they weren't an impartial jury. The trial starts in 2016. And in this one, the defense focuses more on the fact that they felt the Boynton Beach Police Department went way too far with everything because Cops was filming.
Mm.
So they were like, it's on you. You made this whole thing up and you forced. Because like really kind of like there were a couple things where like Mohammed didn't really want to be an informant.
Well,
he was kind of forced into it. But then also like not every conversation they had was actually recorded, which if he's an informant, it fucking should have.
Yeah.
Like all kinds of stuff just went wrong. And they were like, basically trying to say, yeah, you did this for cops and you guys were putting on the show and you did all this and you made this a way bigger deal than it had to be. And so they kind of screwed everything up.
Mm.
This one ended in a hung jury. Dahlia was released on house arrest at her mom's house. And while she was there, she met a handsome repairman, fell in love, and had a baby.
Great.
Made a baby.
Good. That's one way to try and stay out of prison, too.
Well, her final trial began So there was the retrial, and then she had a final trial again in 2016. She definitely tried to use her son to get out of it, which gives me the ick. But after just 90 minutes, the jury came back with a verdict of guilty to solicit first-degree murder. And with no more appeals to file, Dahlia DiPolito will stay at the Lowell Correctional Institution in Ocala, Florida? I'm sorry, Florida. But she'll be there until 2032.
You know, if the witches couldn't be like, I'm pregnant, please don't kill me, she can't.
Right.
She has to go to jail.
Yeah. Yeah, you're still going to prison.
Still going to go to prison. You did a bad.
You did a real bad.
The only person that's kind of worked for her was that lady from the medical thing where she was Amanda Seyfried two times in a row. Amanda Seyfried played the lady.
Oh, the graduate.
Yeah, that one.
Not the graduate, the... Right?
The lady...
That's the one with... That's the movie with Seymour Hoffman. No.
Philip Seymour Hoffman. No, I'm talking about the lady that, like, sold fake cancer treatments.
Oh, yeah.
Kronos or whatever.
Yeah.
Sorry. She did the same thing where she just, like, just so happened to get pregnant every time they were about to do something, you know, I don't know.
Oh, Jiminy.
Yeah. Woof. Yeah. Woof indeed, man. And there's so many, like... Like I said, there's this jailhouse call. There's a bunch of other calls that are out there. There's the whole, you can see the entire video of them interrogating her, trying to get her to confess. The moment that Mike walks in the room and she's like, oh my God. Ah! And then she's like, come here, Mike. And then it gets weird because at first she's like, come here. And then she's like, come here. Mm-hmm. Come here. It like becomes a demand.
Like, show yeah. them and like, that you care. Like, right. Put on the show with me, you son of a bitch. Yeah.
Literally. And he's like, I don't. He won't even go into the room. He's like, no, thank you. You just tried to fucking kill me. You're crazy. And I feel, it sucks because it's like, sure, Mike DiPolito, yes, okay, he definitely did, like, steal $191,000 from old people. He, like, did a whole, like, I'll take your money and invest it.
And he served time.
Oh, yeah. And he served his time, right? That's what I'm saying. Like, he served his time, and he was literally trying so hard to get his life back and be a normal person and get back into society. And then Dahlia's like, no, I want all of your things, and I want it now. And it seems that that's, like, because she had multiple other husbands before him. So it seemed to just be like, I go here, I get their money, I leave. I go here, I get their money, I leave. So,
yeah, I mean, it's all about, I totally understand the, like, you meet somebody and they give you sparkly crotch feelings and you fall in love and you do stuff really fast. It's just, and I know there are some people where it's worked. Mm-hmm. It's been fine, you know, like, you know, they've been married for 45 years or whatever it was. It does happen. And also statistically, so can the other thing. Can somebody just, like, take you for what you're worth and, like, take advantage of you and be manipulative and you know, not... healthy for themselves or you, right? So that both are possible. So I think just when you're dating, do whatever you're gonna do. I never want to be like, don't rush into marriage because that sounds like antiquated and there's tons of people that are fine, you know, but like you don't have to, I guess is the thing. If someone's pushing you to get married and you don't really know each other that well, it is an interesting thing to think about. Like, why so fast? If we're going to be together for the rest of our lives, why do we need to get married right away and why do you want all my stuff?
Yeah.
Right. Like, red flags are, like, do the math. You know?
Any final sips? Sorry, I wanted to put that in because I was like, Nicole.
I was like, I'm going
to
do it.
I was like, I'll say it so Nicole can just edit it in before our whole conversation.
Great.
Beep, beep. Thank you, Nicole.
I'm probably going to leave it just like
okay,
this.
Okay.
Because I love it very much. Oh, man. Yeah, she's, I mean, I feel like she is a narcissistic manipulator. You know, there's a lot of things that John Douglas talked about in that masterclass that, like, she checks all the boxes. And those are scary people.
Right?
You know.
I feel so bad for all of the men and honestly women too, like the people in her life. It sounded like her mom was being manipulated. It sounded like all of her exes, and to the point where she's like telling them all she still loves them and like really, I mean, that's just awful. It's awful. You're playing with people's heartstrings like that, like just to get what you want. You're garbage.
And it's got to be exhausting. That's exhausting to keep up that much bullshit with that many people. Like, sometimes people like that are so miserable because they just don't have anything else. Like, they're constantly needing other people to, like, live, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so, like, it must be fucking exhausting to have to constantly be such, to, like, deny so much and be such a liar.
Yeah. I have something I want to share to get it.
Oh. It's a knife. It's over.
It's a knife! What are you getting?
No!
Kisses.
Kisses. I want to share. Let me see where I can find it.
You took little notes.
I of
from
course
your
I
class.
I took notes from my class. Okay, so Some of the ways to, like, help yourself not get manipulated by a manipulator is to actually do a profile on yourself.
Oh.
And your friends can help you do it, too. You have to find your red flags. Like, are you too agreeable? Do you lack self-control? Do you have a fear of abandonment or get scared relationships end? Do you have trouble making everyday decisions? Do you need someone else to help you? You know, do you have codependent tendencies? Little things like that, like finding what your red flags are, what your weaknesses are, will make you a stronger person and will stop people from taking advantage of your weaknesses. Mm. Because we all have them. We're human beings. We all have our own individual weaknesses. And it's important to acknowledge them. They're part of you. And then the more you know about yourself, the better protector you are for yourself.
Mm. That's so interesting.
Yeah. Tips for keeping safe. Keep life in perspective. Criminals often study their victims and look for weak spots. Protect your vulnerabilities. Don't give out personal information. Carefully choose the company you keep and trust your intuition when someone or something doesn't feel right. So those are what I wanted to share.
Thank you, Mr. Douglas.
Yay.
Johnny boy.
Yes. Thank you for sharing this episode. What a wild ride.
Yeah. This one, I've seen her face on a lot of stuff. I had her name written on my list.
Okay.
And then I got back into it and was like, Florida, you crazy.
Florida. Oh, man. Well, thank you, Amanda, for that research and sharing all that wild stuff. Thank you, Beans, for joining us here on another episode on this lovely podcast that we like to call
Morning Meltdowns.
And we're just three gals like to sit around, drink coffee, and talk about true crime.
Any final sips?
There it is.
I'm Brenna.
We've only done three Nicole. Seasons. I don't know how to do this crap anymore. I don't know.
Like to mix
template.
It up.
Whatever.
I like to mix it up sometimes. So
I like to keep you on your toes while you're editing.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to Morning Murders.
Keep checking our page for new episodes and special guests.
Want to learn more? Swing by our Instagram to check out more information from our episodes. At Morning Murders, that's MORNINGMURDERS.
Also, you can always check out some mental health links and our episodes resources in our show notes.
If you enjoyed listening to our highly caffeinated conversation, please leave us a 5-star rating and tell your friends.
If you have any stories you'd like to hear discussed around the Breakfast Nook, email us at morningmurders@gmail.com.
Thank you for listening.
Okay, great.
Everybody.
Oh, the awesome thing was I haven't used my voice memos in literal years. So what did I find on it? Nothing but Lizzie Borden.
Oh.
Like all our rehearsals.
Aww.
That's great.
Aww.
That makes me so happy.
Where's Ben? Did you squish him?
He got bumped out.
Ben.
He's right there.
Come here, Ben. Ben.
We love you.
Come here.
We like your
Come here.
It is,
hey, bud.
It is almost sweater season for Beans.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I know, when you were recording the last one, she put all hers down, and I, like, took mine off and put it with her.
It kept cleaning the cup, and I was like, oh, crap.
I was like, it's like when people will put their phones on the table, and you put your phone on top of theirs, and you put it on top of theirs, and you're like, this is what we're doing?
And then whoever looks at their phone pays the bill.
Ah.
That's it.
That's a game.
That's a game. I didn't just make that up.
That's an actual thing.
Yeah. Well, shit.
All right.
You ready, guys?
Yeah. You guys see that video of Winter howling today?
Oh, I didn't know it was a video.
No?
I guess I had bad internet, so I just thought it was a picture. Oh, he's singing.
Every time Carolyn sings the joke, she sings. And then Pandora joins in.
Oh.
Stop. I don't know which...
god.
They're
so cute.
Yeah. That's
well
cute.
Woo woo with the mouth.
Yeah.
And then Pandora and little fireworks.
He's so cute.
It's every time Carolyn sings the joke.
That's so funny. It must be something about the notes.
Like vibration. Like,
yeah.
It's gotta be. Or now, Winter, anytime Carolyn starts playing piano and sits at the thing, Winter kind of walks into the room and is like, ooh.
Aww,
this is what we do. I sing.
Yeah, Carolyn's like, I'm going to teach you notes, and then you're gonna love them. You're going to love the way you sing.
I guarantee it.
I have to put water in my coffee because I have a baby mouth when it comes to temperature, but spiciness. Burn my butthole out. I don't even care.
Yeah, see, that's where we differ. I'm like, why isn't my fucking shit burning my face off?
Yeah.
But that's my but the food. Spicy.
Food, though, I do prefer my food to be hot.
Hot food. It's got to either be hot food hot and cold food cold. Yeah. I don't like room temperature food.
Yeah.
I'm just grateful if it's vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I also, for my coffee, if it's like fresh coffee, I'll put an ice cube or two in it and then let that like...
See,
even it out.
I have to warm up my milk before I put my coffee in it because I don't want it to not make my coffee hot.
That's fair. Yeah.
And if I'm drinking black coffee, it has to be hot, hot. The second it goes room temperature, like I usually drink, lately I've been drinking my coffee black in the morning and I have like a few sips and then it gets like a normal temperature. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested anymore.
I'm like that with Starbucks black coffee, 100%. If I get Starbucks black coffee, I'm fine when it's hot, but the minute it gets like cold or like that lukewarmy, I think it tastes gross.
See, and then you say like with the just grateful for food, I'll drink like the coffee that's been sitting in the pot for a day. I'm like, is that something floating in it? Oh well, delicious. Whereas Bo, like my partner will be like, you have to it's hot, drink your stuff, it's hot. I'm like, that's burn mouth burn. Ouch.
So that's funny because I'll make a pot of coffee. I'll have like one glass, and then later at night, if I want another, I have to make a whole new pot of coffee. I don't want to heat it up in the microwave.
I would just drink that pot from the pot, hand on it, drink it.
Because I can't help myself but make Bob's Burgers references all the time. Have you seen the episode when Tina tries coffee for the first time and she gets addicted to espressos?
I don't remember, but probably, yeah.
There is
I know
a moment,
I've watched them all, but...
Because they cut her off because they don't want her to drink them anymore. And there's, like, this point where they're at this place to help Jean, and the guy has a pot of coffee. And she's like, is that coffee? He's like, yeah, but it's pretty old. And she drinks it, and there's, like, cigarette butts in it. Yeah. And she, like, spits them out.
That's so good.
That's you.
But food, I will swallow a bite of food that's, like, too hot for you, and it burns all the way down, and I'm like, perfect. I will burn the shit out of my mouth on soup, but, like, for coffee or liquids that you're supposed to drink, I'm like, no. But anything with noodles, I'm like, put them in my mouth.
Put it in my mouth.
Good to know.
I like it.
We contain multitudes, guys.
We contain noodles, guys.
Yeah. Technically, not today. We kind of do.
I contain multi noodles.
Today, I contain
that's true.
I vegan chicken.
Me too. Me too. We ate dinner together.
We did.
You get out of it what you put into it. I don't know.
Yes.
All right. I don't know, guys.
We're going to get weirder.
All right.
Let's do this episode.